With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says Iran wants to negotiate with the U.S. after his threat to strike the country over its crackdown on demonstrators. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
President Donald Trump said late Sunday that his administration was in talks to set up a meeting with Tehran, but cautioned that he may have to act first as reports mount of increasing deaths and the government continues to arrest protesters.
I think they're tired of being beat up by the United States.
With reporters on Air Force One, Trump adds, "We'll hit them at levels that they've never been hit before, and they won't even believe it. I have options that are so strong." Iran did not acknowledge Trump's comments immediately. It has previously warned the U.S. military and Israel would be legitimate targets if America uses force to protect demonstrators. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Thousands of nurses have gone on strike at a number of major New York City hospitals. Mount Sinai West nurse Tristan Castillo.
The strike is about getting a fair contract for safe for staffing and also sticking to our health insurance, which is what Mount Sinai is trying to pull from us.
New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani has joined the demonstrators.
The CEO and president of Montefiore made more than $16 million last year. The CEO of New York Presby, where we are today, made $26 million last year. But for too many of the 15,000 NYSNA nurses who are on strike, they are not able to make their ends meet.
The union says about 15,000 nurses are taking part in the strike. Among the nurses' demands are manageable workloads and more workplace security. Hospitals say the union's demands are simply too costly. On Wall Street, it's been a mixed bag so far. The Dow is down about 100 points. The high-tech NASDAQ up by 64. And the S&P 500, it's holding steady. It's gained about 2 points. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing in Pennsylvania.
Planned Parenthood is closing 3 of its 4 facilities in the state for lack of personnel, specifically too few nurses. The nation's largest abortion business describes the closings as temporary, but admits that it has no timeline for when the 3 clinics might be reopened. Local pro-lifers are praying that they never are. The Planned Parenthood clinic in Johnstown will be the only one in Pennsylvania still operating for the foreseeable future. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Venezuelans who fled the Maduro regime for America are Christian believers, and they're celebrating his removal in their churches. In Doral, Florida, Pastor Frank Lopez of the Jesus Worship Center began a recent sermon by congratulating the Venezuelan people and thanking God for President Trump. Lopez said, quote, "It's time that the glory and freedom that Christ bought for you and me on the cross be manifested in Venezuela." This is SRN News. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney paying a visit to China this week.
Looking to mend relations with the world's second largest economy, it's the first visit by a Canadian leader in 8 years. Carney aims to double non-U.S. exports over the next decade. The push is part of a major rethink as ties with the U.S. sour. Carney, who took office less than a year ago, follows other leaders like Australia's Anthony Albanese and Britain's Keir Starmer in seeking to improve ties with communist China. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Department of Justice's threat to criminally indict Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has set a potential showdown between the White House and the U.S. Central Bank. Powell says that the subpoenas that arrived on Friday are intended to force him to follow President Trump's guidance when it comes to interest rate. The subpoenas apply to the cost of renovating the Federal Reserve buildings. More on these stories at srnnews.com.